Let's have more now on the Green Party conference. We have Marama Davidson, the co-leader of the Green Party, in the Auckland studio with me. Tēnā koe, good morning.
Morena, Gaian.
If I could start with the waste issue that was raised at the conference. You've got a Ministry for the Environment review on this. It's options to expand this waste levy out to 400 new or 400 more landfills. So we're not in the position of actually announcing the start of something, are we? It's more of a conversation?
A comprehensive plan, because for far too long, over 10 years, there's been nothing done in this space, and New Zealanders are really concerned about that. So at least expanding the levy to more landfills, and also product stewardship. So people have been really upset at the way tyres are disposed of at the moment, and we want to do something about that.
We'll move on to that. Let's separate those out.
Sure.
Because, so that people are on the same page. So the idea would be to extend the levy out to other landfills. So in other words, there are some landfills at the moment
you can
rock up and dump your crap in the landfill and that's it. And you're saying that everyone should pay to put stuff in the landfill?
That we at least need to extend that to another 400 landfills, because that's about us taking more responsibility together collectively for our rubbish, for the nation's rubbish. And so expanding that waste disposal levy is part of the plan to be able to get us to thinking better.
Yeah, would you increase the levy too? Is that the idea?
Yeah, I think that is the idea. Again, this is at the start of working through a comprehensive plan, and we can't go into the down details on that at this stage, but we've managed to get Cabinet commitment to having a comprehensive plan set up.
To have the conversation, or the public consultation at least.
Absolutely.
Just in the broader principle, I understand you don't have all the details, but is one of the risks that you're going to have, especially people who don't have a lot of income, having to pay, and could that lead to people dumping their rubbish and chucking it down the side of a cliff or something?
And again, I'm very aware of those perhaps unintended consequences and why we have to look at that carefully. I'm from Hokianga and Manurewa. Those are issues in both of my communities. Mm. That's why we have to look at it carefully and come up with as robust a plan as possible to steer us away from those unintended consequences.
Okay.
But we know New Zealanders have been super concerned about us mishandling. It's that magic away place that we want to understand doesn't actually exist.
No, that's right. If I look at this idea about putting some sort of fee on imported tyres. I mean, you call it product stewardship, which is a nice word, but that's kind of spin really, isn't it?
Well,
it's a tax or a levy. You want to put it on
back on the producers, and so it's, again, it's about steering the world and the economy towards having responsibility for what you produce, so that a levy would go into how do we recycle and reuse it better, how do we support businesses who want to help us recycle
things
better.
So let's talk us through just briefly how this would work. If I was an importer of tyres, I would pay a levy, a small amount of tax to the government, and that contribution would pay for a plan to how to get rid of them at the end of their lives. Is that right?
We have to start understanding that they need to take responsibility at that end. So yes, now again, the deep details of it, we won't have it this time, but we want to put some responsibility back on producers and manufacturers of these things that are, they freak people out when they see all the disposed tyres lying around the community. New Zealanders just simply do not like that, so we're starting to look at how to manage that properly.
Okay, let's move from waste to water.
Mm-hmm.
I was intrigued that you said in your speech that we are very clear that Māori have rangatira and kaitiaki rights over water guaranteed by the treaty.
Yes.
So that's a caring role, but a leadership role as well.
Yes.
What are you saying here? Do you think that Māori do own water?
So what I also said very clearly was that Māori and the Greens, owning water is an anathema. And so, however, and, you know, and simply that water actually owns us.
What do you mean by water? I saw that.
It's the lifeblood of the communities. It's the lifeblood of the communities. It literally keeps us alive, and we cannot own a natural asset in a sort of a commercial or consumer sense. However, we're very clear, long-standing position is iwi, mana whenua and hapū absolutely uphold kaitiaki custodian, stewardship and customary and proprietary rights over water.
Yeah. So does this mean you wouldn't support any changes in this area which don't reflect that? Because, you know, you acknowledge yourself that the Minister, David Parker, and also the New Zealand First Party, this is just a fact, isn't it? They have got very different views.
That's right. We are three different parties.
Yeah. And, so how you kind of
and
this?
With our agree to disagree clause in our confidence and supply and our ability to be able to differentiate, we are going to hold strong to our line and our position on water.
So is that a guarantee?
It's something that we will continue to push for. It's been, you know, and so this is important to the Green Party, that we are able to differentiate ourselves, that we have a different take on water.
Okay, but we've seen with the Waka Jumping Bill that you rolled over when you were asked to.
We made the decision on that legislation to uphold our program to keep making the wins and keep achieving the wins that we want in government. So yes, that was a different decision.
How many people came up to you in the weekend and expressed concerns about that?
To me personally, none. There was more invigoration from members when we sat down and told our story about the wins and put it all in one place. Like my mother, she said, this stuff is amazing. So there was a lot of energising around exactly what we've achieved to date in this short time.
Well, you'd hope to have your mother's backing, wouldn't you?
It was her first Greens AGM conference. She comes from Ruatoria and is not normally one to involve herself in this sort of politics. So I was really pleased that as quite an outsider to the inside political arena, she saw how important the wins like oil, like domestic violence, like conservation funding was.
Just finally, the water bottling levy, the idea that you would put a levy on those exporting New Zealand water. How far have you got with that? Is it going to happen?
So that's also on New Zealand First's coalition agreement. At this stage, the win that I was proud to announce at our conference was that we would include in the second stage of review, making sure that community issues are part of the legal considerations when considering offshore companies taking our land for water.
It's another review, though, with respect, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's not an action. I mean, what you've got here are two working groups. Really.
It's something that would not have been included unless the Greens had voiced our strong position on that. And so I'm really proud that we've got a commitment to include that in the review.
Thanks very much for your time this morning. Thanks very much for coming in. I do appreciate it. 16 minutes to 8. That was the co-leader of the Green Party, Marama Davidson, there speaking to me from the Auckland studio.